The lady to tell us all about this is Tara Sheehan. Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit of what's happening, because I was having a quick look on the GoFundMe. The money is coming in. What is it needed for, Tara?
We have a special class out in Garanbain School. We have an area for a sensory room, but we don't have the funding for it. Because we're not part of the main building, we actually don't qualify for a grant for it. So it's up to ourselves to fundraise to have the sensory room put in for the kids.
So the building we're in here is essentially a modular building, and it's outside, but it's still on the same site as the school, and it's accessed out the back door of the school or the side door along a little path into what is a beautiful classroom within a modular building. But because it's not part of that main building, the department say no.
Yeah, exactly. Like when the building went up, we were under the understanding that the little area that was left was going to be a sensory room. But actually, it was just a blank area, no door, so no bit of privacy or quiet time for the kids. So it's just really important that we can drive this on now and try and get the sensory room for them.
And the sensory room is really important. I was having a quick look in there at some of the equipment. A lot of that has been donated by parents associated with the school or parents whose children have long left but understand that it's important, Tara.
Yeah, oh my God, we've been so lucky. The parents have been great. Like, we have a gymnastics bar that's been kindly donated, a squeeze machine, just anything, like little spinny chairs, and they've been working really well for the kids. But still, it's so important to have that quiet space for them.
And that equipment is extremely expensive. I've visited so many schools over the last number of years, and even for one item to put in there, it's a huge amount of money. We know that schools don't have surplus money. You're often using your summer refurb money to just try and tide you over for the academic year. So how much money needs to be raised?
Cost for a sensory room is roughly 15,000. So with the GoFundMe, we kind of had an aim for 12,000. We've set it up. It's only set up with a week and it's flying. We're nearly at 10,000. So thanks so much to everyone who's donated so far. Obviously things have slowed down a little bit now, which happens. So we just really want to try and push it and get this for the kids. Like, we just got the call today then, our local club, Abbeyside, Ballinacourty GAA, are kindly donating €1,000. So big, big thank you to them. Like, they're really getting behind us. They know how important this close community is, and people are just great.
And for the kids themselves, I had the pleasure of meeting Dara and some of the other children out there. This is the difference between getting through the day and not getting through the day, Tara.
Oh, absolutely. Like, when they can come in, most importantly, they'd be able to regulate themselves and learning to self-regulate themselves, which would be so important. You know, even going into adulthood, everything like that. But they'll have a better focus on their learning. They'll be just calmer. And then a lot of them integrate into mainstream, so they can come back here, have their little break in their sensory room, just readjust and go back and be able to focus on their work.
And the amount of facts and knowledge, I know that Ollie is speaking with Dara outside, is telling them all about Antarctica and so many other things. I'd say it's a gorgeous place to work.
Oh, it's amazing. The kids are great. Like, I'm so lucky. The special class was set up in 2022 and I've been here since. So seeing them grow and how much they've come on and everything, and just seeing the importance a special class makes in a school is brilliant.
And some of the equipment that you'll be looking to purchase then, do you know yet what that is? Is there some sort of a half list made up, Tara?
Oh, well, they have their preferences already. So we visited a sensory room locally, which they absolutely love. So we were asking them their favourite bits. So they love the ball pit, they love the tube lights, the LED lights around. They just loved it. Yeah, so it was great. So that's after giving us a feeler of what's on their list.
And is there a deadline for the money to be raised, or is it just a case of once it's raised, then you get the ball rolling?
Yeah, once it's raised, we literally want to get the ball rolling straight away, because it's been long enough as it is. So we don't want to keep them waiting too much longer.
And I won't keep you waiting. Tara Sheehan, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.